John McKay centre forward, Bobby Traynor, after this afternoon's 2-1 defeat at Cray, but more importantly, after you hit your 100th goal, Bob, you join modern day Kingstonian legends, Francis Fiennes, Eddie Akamara, on a century of goals. How does that feel?
Yeah, it was really good to get the 100th goal. It's just a shame it ended the way it did. I thought we didn't really deserve too much today, but once we nicked the goal, we was on top for a good, you know, last good 10-15 minute spell, and I thought we was going to, you know, nick the win, but obviously not to be. And you know, we have to battle on next week on Thursday with Wilson.
Despite the result today, a great achievement, 100 goals. Has it been playing on your mind as you approach that three figure sum?
To be honest, no, not really. Just, you know, just play each game as it comes. Obviously, I want to get as many goals as I can. But no, there was no, I wasn't really thinking too much about 100 goals. It's, you know, it's a nice milestone, don't get me wrong. But, you know, more importantly, it's just trying to win games and, you know, try and do as well as we can this year.
It seemed to me a typical Bobby Traynor goal. If I could describe a typical Bobby Traynor goal, that would be it in my mind. I think it's certainly like predatory instinct, and the instinct, as soon as you hit it, was to run to the fans.
Yeah, that's been as good as gold since I've been here. Someone to obviously celebrate with the team, and also the fans that come home and away. You know, fantastic set of acts, and it's, you know, it's good to celebrate, and got a booking for my travels, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, how frustrating was that booking? Like, it's not the Premier League, you didn't jump a barrier or anything like that? You didn't take your shirt off?
I wasn't too sure, I don't know what it was about. I just, literally, you got 5 yards past the goal, and just because of everyone around me, he booked me for it. I don't know, just got to take him sometimes, didn't you? But.
No t-shirt though, we thought you might have a 100 goal t-shirt underneath your trip.
No, I think that'd be jinxing it if I had that. I'd probably be wearing it for 10 games. I didn't fancy that, so no.
And is it even bigger achievement, given that this year you've been playing at the higher level and that a lot of your goals have come this season, your strike rate is maintained?
Yeah, I mean, it's not...
Because you struggled at the beginning, I think people were finding their level, but you weren't one of the ones who did struggle, and you've shown that over the course of the season.
No, I mean, you know, the players always create me chances, and, you know, that's my job, to put them in the back of the net, and, you know, it doesn't matter really, you know, the next level up or the level up again. As long as you get in the right positions, you know, you've got to beat the goalkeeper. So it's just, yeah, just getting in the right positions, and, you know, you'll get chances, and then you just got to put them in the net, really. So.
If you look back over your 100 goals, any that particularly stand out?
To be honest, I like my one against Hendon, the one where I cut inside and curled it. That was probably one of my nice ones. But to be fair, they all count. I wouldn't care if it come off my earlobe. you know, I don't really care, to be honest, just as long as they go in the net.
And Matt Gray told me last week he fancies penalties. That's not going to happen, is it?
No, he's always on about that, actually. He says I've got one chance to miss, and he reckons he's stepping in, but I don't think that's going to be the case.